Excuse me. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike. This is Michael from Austin Mazer.
Hey. Hey, Mike. How you doing? I'm sending you this over right now.
I read your email, and this looks like a confusion, so I thought I'd just call you up. I'm actually not looking to have it on my email. It's just that you sent me the invitation to the Apple developer account, and that's not something that we need. We need the access to the test flight, and these are two different invitations.
So I sent you, we have, friends and family that we've given access to for this. So the way I did it, and maybe I'm just wrong on this, Mike, but was I send this over first, and then I go into the user and access. Hold on. And then I let you in to test flight. Here we go, test flight, because you clicked on that, the first developer access one. Devs did, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I can add you in to the test flight.
Okay. So you're doing that right now so I can, I can confirm?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not the tech-savviest human being when it comes to this stuff. Give me one second.
That's all right. Take your time.
Did you click on the first link that you guys did get, or didn't even bother with it?
No. We've accepted the invitation to the Apple developer account, but that's just going to allow us to upload a new build or be able to be one of the testers when the build goes out on the app stores. But right now, as we see it, the app has not been deployed on the app stores as yet, and that's, of course, for the reason that it's not completed. So usually that's shared on test flight, and that's a separate invitation you'd have to send us, I think, from right through test flight itself and not the Apple developer account.
Right. So I'm in test flight now. Mm-hmm. So add filter. I don't see – the way I've been doing it was I send out the Apple developer, I guess, as the initial invite, and then, my friend accepted that, and then so they showed up as a test. Oh, here we go. Is this it? Hold on. And then so it showed up as a tester to the group,
mm-hmm.
and then I was able to add them in.
So did you follow the same process? Okay.
I don't see the dev team here. I have it up to send it to you. Let me see if we can do that first.
Okay, but if you're in the the Apple developer account and you go to the build, the build that was uploaded by the other developer team, you should have the option to invite external users or invite internal users. Do you see that?
No. So I'm in, hold on, app, I'm in fast. Do you know what tab it's in?
I should see, in fact, let me log in at my end as well, so we'll be looking at the same screen. Okay, just a moment. Okay, so we're invited. I'll just go ahead.
Individual testers. Okay, add new tester. How about that? Okay, I think I'm all right. Okay. Mike.
I just sent it to dev.team.
I just sent it to the dev team?
Yeah, dev.team@hoffmanmazer.com.
Information. What is this? what the fuck? Let your testers know what you would like them to test in this build. I don't know if I have to.
Sorry, what was that again? What does that exactly?
Hold on, I'm gonna go back in and redo this because I don't understand what it's asking me.
Okay. All right,
so I'm in the add testers to build 1.04 is what we have it as. So you want me just to invite dev team?
That's
dev.
Right.
Team off laser.com. Okay. Who's, do you want me to use Mike Smith?
Oh, no, just use the dev.team at Hoffman Mazur, and then if it says the name, then just say dev and then team.
Okay.
First and last name.
Okay, so I hit next, and then it asks for feedback email.
That could just be yours. You could just type in any email. Yeah.
And then under that, it's like contact information, but just use mine.
That's right.
Okay. And then sign in required. I guess I can uncheck that. Okay. And then what to test. And then it says automatically notify testers.
Mm-hmm.
Let your testers know what you would like them to test in this build. This information will be available to testers in all groups who have access to this build. It's telling me it's required field.
Can you read that again?
Let your testers know what you would like them to test in this build. This information will be available to all testers in this group.
I'll just say anything. I mean, just type in, you know, internal testing or something.
Okay. Submit for review. I don't know what that means.
So does it not give you the option to send out the invitation as yet?
No, it just sent through. So it shows you guys as a tester.
Okay. I should be having the invitation then.
Okay.
And then there's also a code that I think you should have on your email, or it should show up right there. Did you get a code when you sent out the invite? Because
No, it shows one. It says a green check mark saying one tester has been added.
Yeah, but I've not received the invitation as yet. I'm just still waiting on that. And okay, just check my spam folder too, just in case. And you entered the dev email, right? Dev.team.
Team at hoffnmazor.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. But nothing yet, which is interesting. So our testing, a developer has to invite you to test one of their test lineups. To accept invitation, tap the link at their email or enter the invitation redeem code. And you don't have a redeem code as yet, right?
Correct. Nothing popped up. Nothing, I don't have an email.
Okay, let's give it another 60 seconds.
So, there's test flight up at the top, and it says distribution and Xcode cloud, and then I could click those, but I don't know, I think that's right.
I think you're looking at the right thing. So Xcode and distribution are, those are something else. That's not what we need access to. It's not sending out anything.
Testers. Nick, I mean, I sent this to our marketing team, and it's showing they all had it installed, no problem.
Did you add them the same way? Like, is it the internal testers that you've added us to, or is that the external testers?
I added you to a way I've never done it before. That's what I was saying before. Is the first time I did it, like for the people, my friends and family, we've invited to download Test Flight. Mm-hmm. I did it the first way, where I send you like that initial thing that you told me you didn't want. And then once you open that in Test Flight, it says redeem code. And then, like my sister-in-law, for example, called me up and said, hey, he wants me to redeem code. I said, okay, now I'll go in and basically approve your access. And that's the way it worked for her.
Right. That's the way it should work. But it looks like we're looking at different things. So let me go ahead.
It doesn't show that you guys accepted the first email. So I resent it again today. Can the dev team hit accept on that development email?
Yeah. Yeah. So we were able to get into the development account. So we've got the access to that. You did receive the notification for the second, that we accepted the invitation, right?
I didn't. So, but it's. Hold on a second. Let me see. Add to group. Hold on. I think I've got it.
Sure. Okay.
It's not letting me click you guys. So now you're showing up on the dev team, but it shows no builds of it. I think I have you in the wrong testing group.
Yeah, that's probably it. You'd have to tap on that build that you want to add us to, and that's where you get the options for internal testers and external testers. And you add us to the same place where you added your friends and family. Is our profile showing up with them, or is it showing up in a separate place?
It's showing up with them, but it's showing no builds available versus like a different designation. Tester. You want me to remove you and just redo this?
Okay.
So I'm in where the testers are, where like all my friends and family are, and it's not mm-hmm. showing the dev team, which in the past to me that meant that they didn't accept. All right, let me try.
So now on the same screen, do you have the option to add another tester?
It's not letting me. When I hit the plus button, it's not. It's still telling me to resend the invitation to you. It's not showing that the dev team's accepted it.
Okay, give me like 60 seconds there.
Okay.
Mike, I want to speak to the developer. Oh, you did? Okay, let's wait on that and give me like 60 seconds. I'll put you in a mute, quick hold, and I want to speak to my developer about this, right?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I'm here, yep.
Hey, Mike, you still there?
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. So I was speaking to my development team. I need to hop off the call for about 10-15 minutes, and hopefully we'd be resolved. But just in case, you know, I'm still not able to access the test flight, can I just give you a call back on the same number?
Yeah, just a heads up, I need to go pick up my daughter from the bus stop in like 20 minutes.
Okay.
So if I miss your call, if I don't need to be in front of the computer, no big deal. But if I miss your call, I'll call you back.
Okay, sure. Okay. All right, so give me about 10 minutes and I'll try to, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.